Erken zamanda veremeyiz. En içeri o namazı şirin bu. Erken de nâtu şey şu in.
I would like to express my appreciation to the Vietnamese members for your recitation of the Heart Sutra.
Onlar Kanada en benim dinliğin alalı ya da sanjeri çö şuvucu da tırcı çömbü yedebeci imbari da pırgıp en rahman te nemza çömüşümüş de çindebeci da o kanda çık sanjeri çiz çö seyadi mi çık simgülü ya da daha yedebe çadegi yari en yangol havacında sanjeri çö en çiz Mishigin duyaga thalaya, kaya ta kasore da thamsab yedeba chigi. Chak neyma yidu sanay, kore mbegi yudu nyibu di nalaliya, chay sanjayaga damba nyamba suju minyam kombinyon tuya, ane maam shuku yu.
In the past, in Vietnam and also in China, the teachings of the Buddha has flourished extensively. However, during the last several decades, the teachings of the Buddha has undergone great degeneration and destructions in both of these countries. Since Dharma in general, and particularly Buddha Dharma in particular, is very closely related with the transformation and also bringing about discipline and change within the human thoughts and emotions and heart towards a betterment and also healing of the human mind. I pray that in both of these countries and communities that the teachings of the Buddha will be restored, revitalized and enhanced for the benefit of the people.
And there are chapji tanira nyaya chaliya and tang sakuliya sāṅgīṃ chaṅpa śūṣṭi yabcē tī tī nirī tāne tā mī dhērūṅ karo chaṅpari tā kātā jī mēgīṃ chūṅ rī āñi dāgāna jīṅ pīkī tā kāṅpa tūrṣī chīni tā dhērākāṅ chāyani yodabā tā pāṅgīṃ chaṅpa śūṣṭi yabcē ā tī tī tā maṅgīṣi tā pāṅgīṃ nāpa chātikī hārī tā tī mī yudhū tāne āñi ngāsa tī tī chabchī tū mī nāna yāhu yungu rī āñi tētā chabchī ngāsa dhōgā mī jī yū yendabā āñi nyaya chala tergiri, deli chik sami shubhish chumbari, yin dhagna shingi ada chulo gi tembe, yini Mexico da, shi India da, Central America dwaali da chulo gi ya, gangi shubhish chungdebe, chungdesha, yin nga tuti chibji, tumina na, yahu yunguri.
So related to this, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask the members here to also pray for the victims of recent massive earthquake in Taiwan, which has caused a lot of damages, including human lives. Many people have lost their lives, and also many people have lost their homes, have been rendered homeless, and so on. And many of these peoples, of course, would be Buddhists. So as Buddhists, we should try to pray for their well-being and happiness. And similarly, we should also perhaps use this opportunity here, as since we are praying for these victims, also to remember the victims of recent earthquake in Turkey, which caused tremendous loss, particularly of human lives, and also the recent flood, devastating flood in Mexico, which has caused again a lot of people's lives, and also in other parts of Central America.
哎呀。
I would like to out of curiosity, how many of you listen to Chinese translation?
嗯。嗯, yes. That Vietnamese.
What about Vietnamese? Can you raise your arms?
Yes. Spanish Spanish
How many of you are listening in the Spanish translation? Because there is a Spanish translation as well.
Only one.
How many listening in Tibetan? The Tibetans, you should raise
it. Yes. Thank you. 但是呢, 통담에 아주 兄弟 많이 나온다. 통담에 兄弟 따로 그냥 다 Daniel Deji in the Shakti of Nasam Chansu. So she told the Jerry, she didn't Lord of Dimitri, Malabar Sadi. So she told the Tower, said, six months to her. That day you got the disorder, and I need. And some of the people who are in the country, and some of the people who are in the country, and some of the people who are in the country, and some of the people who are in the country, 저도 필드 쳐도 집어디 시진도 송기하래. 대 인배 김생 가르쳤나? 아니 시진도디 아니 자신부레 시니 지 룽지 공로 지체 룽지 공수 창 아니 시진도 자신부레 쓰기야 말해. 룽지 공로 창이 아니 시진 가서 룽지 공로 창이 자신부레 시니 라베이나 Then I Dodi Gondrik, any Lung Kung Sutama Yina, any Shizing Dodi Lana Yuba, any sort of Gut Chiba, Zereshi Nasu Cuba, Cheni Sukiari. That Dodi Gondrik, Lung Kung Chava Yina, any Lixi Chongo, and that other Chongo, any Dodi Gondrik, that did any Lana Meva, Kona Meva. 제베시 내수 마주바 아니 타르트고 인세 송교하래 자 룽장 콩수 치고 콩수 가져오다 저거 죽나 아니 너도 건데 엔다 덴베가 초아들 저것이 그래 자 다들이 이메 이르사네 아니 시진 너디 너디 초아인베 경쟁디 룽지 콩수 지 장내 아니 초아를 쓰기가 말해 룽강기 아니 저자 달래야 아 리베 제인도잖아 게두네다가 아니 둘지나 리베 타네 둘지 남다 여다가 아 아니 느지메다가 근데 주도나 다 되는데 리베 둘지 여다가 리베 나가 메다가 신도잖아 단디 아니 가서 올베 단다디 다 그게 이든 패러지. 근데 이번 이든 산에 딘데리 조셔 땡에게 이니 슝디 다 그게 찬조 패러다 슝레스에니 이니 다 제국이야래.
Yesterday we read from the prayer, Tsongkhapa's prayer for the flourishing of virtues. There was a reference to the perfection of wisdom teachings in the verse number 9 where we read as Sada Pararudita was taught, may I too be instructed in the meanings of transcendent wisdom, which is the perfection of wisdom. And then a certain characteristics of the perfection of wisdom scriptures were identified: profound, tranquil, and non-dual, or free of elaborations. And then it ended by saying that, may I be able to learn this untainted by the misapprehensions of muddy water. So with relation to that verse, I made the point that perfection of wisdom sutras, the scriptures, represents the highest teachings of the Buddha. And this is, now how do we know that the perfection of wisdom represents the highest teachings of the Buddha? Obviously, we cannot ground this statement purely on scriptural grounds by saying that it has been said in such and such a sutra. Because if that is the case, then, for example, we find in another sutra, the sutra unraveling the thought of the Buddha, in Sanskrit name is Sandhya Nirmochana Sutra. According to that sutra, even the perfection of wisdom sutras are said to be provisional. It is said to be, it does not represent the final standpoint of the Buddha. It is not, there is another teaching which surpasses that, and so on. And then according to that sutra, the standpoints represented by the Sandhya Nirmochana Sutra itself is said to represent the highest standpoint of the Buddha. So if we were to rely purely on scriptural authority to determine the sort of the definitive nature of the Buddha's teachings, then obviously we will run into these kind of problems. So this means that the final determining factor really has to be our understanding through critical reasoning. So how do we do this? So we can say that any point or standpoint that when subjected to critical reasoning, not only is invulnerable to the critical arguments, but also the standpoint has a very valid ground that supports through critical analysis and critical reasoning. So not only the standpoint is not open to criticism, but objections, but also it has valid proof as a foundation. So such a standpoint can be said to be the final standpoint. That standpoint represents the definitive standpoint. Therefore, the scriptures that teach that particular standpoint can be said to be the definitive and the final teachings of the Buddha, the highest teachings of the Buddha. And this is how one would determine the status of the perfection of wisdom sutras as the representing the final teachings of the Buddha.
So that Sanje yi kala ya, ene reda, ene pechi rigwe jena ge dan dode ba, zoye pechi sanje yi kala ya, tachi bi minyi pechi dechogu sam chansu. Tenda kata ene dode ba, senzam ba, umo ba, digi, da sanje yi kala ya, ene tachi ba kya lang du rung rung, ni she gi yuwe, dengne, ene changi ni se she gi yuwe re. Wa, hakwara ene umo be kali ya da, changi che ya di, jeje guane, ene changi che gi yuwe re. Jeje li ya, ene changi ni she ne, o tedan de re, ene da, jeje che li ya, ene changi che gi yuwe re. Dodin yu ni, tandam denba, ngwe den tenche zo shine denben dodi, nge dung doda, ene, Changdun Guzu Dhamma, any Mudadish Dorsen, that Dhamma Shundin, Changdun Dorsen, to Sugiyavari.
So, given that there is this diversity in the teachings of the Buddha, we find that among the classical Indian Buddhist schools of thought, Sautrantika, one group of Sautrantika, the one which is known as the one that follows the reason, rather than scripture, that Sautrantika school, and also the mind-only school, the Chittamatra school, and the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, all these three classical schools of Indian Buddhism, and maintain that the distinction within the Buddha's teachings and between those which are provisional and those which are definitive. They accept the need to distinguish between those scriptures that can be taken as at their literal surface value and those that cannot be accepted as literal, those that require further interpretation. And out of these classical Indian schools of thought, the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, makes the distinction distinguishes between the two, the provisional and the definitive scriptures, not so much from the point of view of the actual composition of the text, but rather on the basis of the subject matter. The Madhyamakas distinguish within the subject matter into two categories, the provisional subject matter and the definitive subject matter. And the provisional subject matter refers to the relative truth, the conventional truth, and the definitive subject matter refers to the ultimate truth, the ultimate nature of reality. Therefore, any scriptures that explicitly and also whose main subject matter is ultimate nature of reality, those scriptures are said to be definitive, and those scriptures that deal primarily with matters of relative truth or conventional truth, those scriptures are said to be provisional.
That day, and the subject of that was said to be just like what you are. So that day, six months ago, Saba, some days, just that Tambani the Khandisar Sivars, that is, that is, any mojik di mata maje bengane any begeda mojik shayaji da mojik di nungsugi rada nungsugi da shiru tesam mainbe kora nungsu de machimba nangsam de da nangsu so de nungsugi na da de sam de machimba kora ngi dulu sam yinu shilu kandejemi chani any 예, 가서 그게 이해하게 모직시에 가래. 그러다 되게니 능수도 내수니 민자와 지원을 해야 돼. 저들이면 이제 다 안 될 때 그래 단담대 봐서 돼야 돼. 실루이 말해. 저 내루이 뭐 이제 산에 대대기 모디 쟤니 이해하시래 마도 마다 맞아는 거 아니니 이해하지 멤버래. 저들이면 이제 산에 서버스를 두 곧
So the characteristics that are mentioned here of the subject matter of the Wisdom Sutras, the profound, tranquil, and free of elaborations, profound, tranquil, and non-dual, refers to the characteristics of the subject matter of this perfectional wisdom sutras, which is the ultimate nature of reality. So this obviously relates to the teachings of the two truths, the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. So when we talk about two truths, what we are talking about is the idea, the basic idea, that each and every phenomenon, all things and events possess dual natures, their ultimate nature and their relative or conventional nature. And their relative and conventional nature is the level of reality that we all experience on an everyday basis, where we relate to the world without any critical reasoning, without any critical engagement. It is purely at the level of experience, purely at the level of perception, our perception. And that level of reality is the conventional or relative truth. And then when we probe further, then we will find the ultimate nature of reality, which is what we find if we subject things and events to critical analysis and try to search for their ultimate nature, try to search for their real nature of the real way in which they exist. And what we find is their ultimate nature. So ultimate nature of reality is something that can be accessed, that can be found only as a result of such probing and penetrating critical analysis. Therefore, it is said to be profound. It is something that is penetrated only as a result of deep thinking, deep contemplation. And then the second characteristic, which is the tranquility, that the ultimate nature of reality is said to be tranquil or calming, pacified. This relates to the point that if we were to observe the reality from the perspective of the relative truth, from the perspective of conventional truth of our experience, then we will of course see tremendous diversity. We see identity, we see distinctions, we see separateness. And so there is a world of great diversity if we were to relate to the world, relate to reality from the perspective, from the angle of the relative and conventional truth. However, if you probe their deeper nature, their ultimate nature, we will realize that so far as their ultimate nature of reality is concerned, they all share the same nature of being empty. They all share the same ultimate nature of reality. So from the angle or perspective of this profound truth, the profound ultimate nature of reality, which we discussed earlier, which is said to be very difficult to penetrate, from that angle, there is a unity, there is a oneness. So this diversity we find merges into a single taste, as the Tibetans would say, many in one. And so from that point of view, we can see a kind of a pacification, or we can see a kind of a dissolution of all these great diversity into a kind of a single point the ultimate nature of reality. So from that point of view, one can say there is a kind of a tranquility, there is a kind of a certain calmness about it. And so this is, however, not to suggest that this diversity doesn't really exist. Of course, the world of diversity, the relative world, is out there. But what is being suggested here is that from the perspective of the individual who gains deep insight into the ultimate nature of reality, from that person's perspective, then so far as that perspective is concerned, there is no perception of any diversity. There is a perception of a unity, there is a perception of oneness, and that is the characteristic of tranquility being spoken here.
Kunzo utraba, 아니 내내 각자 봐 인주부터 봐 다가는 신기 각자 될 준비 아니 근데 그다 댄싱 줘봐 진짜 안 돼. 배지 각자 잡아라. 잔다 지금도 상태였어. 안다 정말 루치기 줄이야. 아니 실루수 아니 로치바 로냐마 저래서야. 다 오늘 실루서를 가르쳤나? 와 아니 최제 인수 그게 나서 해야 돼. 너무 좀 나서 해야 돼. 때 탐자로 아니 낭수심마도 단딩네 주버지 매바리. 사다들 텐딩네 라왕기 주버디 강세 잡아치네. 텐딩이 잡아 쉬워. 텐딩이 다 잡아 쉬워. 니시 인미야 탐저로냐 봐. 사다 섭시 되래 자들이.
And then the third characteristic, which is the non-duality or freedom from elaboration. When we speak about non-duality or its opposite, which is elaboration or conceptual elaboration or duality, generally speaking, one can talk about duality in relation to different contexts. One can speak about duality in the sense of the perception of the diversity, multiplicity. One can speak about duality in terms of the mere conventionality. And one can speak about duality in terms of our projection of a certain objective reality to things and events, independent reality to things and events. And also one can speak about the duality of our perception of such objectivity to the world. So here, however, in the context of the ultimate nature of reality that we're discussing here, the non-duality and the, its opposite, duality or elaboration, has to be understood in relation to our perception of or apprehension of things and events as possessing some kind of independent, inherent or intrinsic reality. So although this is the perception that we may have, but in reality, things and events do not possess such independent objective reality. They exist only as at the level of mere conditionality, only at the level of mere perception and appearance. So the dissolution of this perception or apprehension of their objectivity and intrinsic reality is what is meant by non-duality here, what is meant by the sort of transcendence of conceptual elaboration here. And that freedom from elaboration is in fact the ultimate nature of reality. That state that is free from such elaboration is said to be the ultimate nature of reality. So in other words, ultimate nature of reality is the fact of things and events being devoid of independent and intrinsic existence.
Mm-hmm. That sub-shi
is the ultimate nature of reality. And this is the subject matter of the perfection of wisdom scripture. And therefore the perfection of wisdom scripture is said to be supreme and the highest teaching. And then the next line we read that the understanding of this profound tranquil and non-dual wisdom teachings, may I be able to realize them untainted by misapprehensions, muddy water. So misapprehension here could be sort of two kinds. One is misapprehension of emptiness arising from the simple fact that you are completely sort of repulsed by the teachings of emptiness, and as a result you abandon the teachings of emptiness because you feel that this represents a completely false view. So there's one way of misapprehending the ultimate nature of reality, the emptiness, by simply rejecting it on the grounds that you don't like the teachings. And then there could be another kind of misapprehension pertaining to emptiness, the teachings of emptiness, which is that although you may have interest and admiration in the teachings, But because you have a false understanding of emptiness, your understanding of emptiness is incomplete, or you have a sort of a false understanding of emptiness, that can also constitute a misapprehension and obstruct you. So there are two kinds of misapprehensions.
Then, 가서 그게 딱 자가 그런지 가서 그게 나와도 좀 더 멍구 예배 나갔네. 엔다 산재기다 떠줍다 아니 산재기 떠줍래 신 신도 주변 떠줍지 이게 체벌을 또 치면한테 아니 다들 신유 중고 지난 이스 다도 다외 신유 된주 아니 가서 다 된주 서울에다 다도 다외 신유 다지 심나다 강사 다 랑제외 다 너네 아니 다 덕지랑 다 소문을 이제 덕지랑 다 팀 시민도 다 가다 랑 다 고겐디 남아져요 랑 다 치는 게 두겐디 다 치는 치는 게 어디디 닥대 신유 중고 지나니 진다 다야 차네 산지에 최다 텔레 잠바디디 이어 쳐야디 들레게다 다 되겐지다 가사다 되겐지다 민중인지 다 니셔 말이 제주산에 다 디디기 다 가사가 다 안 되긴 디디기 산재배 추억이 담이 누구도 가 담이 시기도 가 다음에는 가서 그게 지다 차지도 지 디도 디도 삼을 놓게 니 시로 걸다 샤스 매워 차버리지 자 내기 판에 다 산재배 추억이 담이 세약 다와도 뽕기해 버리 와 제니 다 디디기 풍불레 된 셴베 다 느껴야래. 자, 드레이 베인드산에 네디다스 네베드 가서 나랭무스 냠뉴스도 중에 쉬. 네 안다 야가래 안다 가서 그게 체르구지리 그런 체르구지. 애시고 남배철 가보시다체. 애는 남배 결혼주스. 내선에 결혼주거든. 애는 드네마다 결혼주스 차례 제리야. 애는 그런 미소도 쉬어 다 철로 장제 다 독수야래. 아니, 담이 걸지, 담이 움직이십시오. 쟤는 담이, 다 여말에 쓰잖아요. 콩 늘쓰게 합니까? 수근 다 하시다, 다 맨날, 다, 다 신이 뱉었는데, 싫어, 그래, 니 샤스 믿으세요. 싫어, 저 콩강자체에서. 근데, 엔진에 갈래갈래갈래, 로, 그로, 침뱉으시고, 엔진, 똥도 띵중살도 찍, 씨앗이 쟤네, 엔진, 콩강 신에, 로, 어, 다 담이 있어서, 삼, 똥서 두고 쟤네, 어디네, 씨앗이. 근데 이 소리 쟤네. 그래서 다, 다도 떼네. 다, 생기기, 등지, 예배 탈라, 생기기, 등지, 떼는 땅, 안 돼, 중대, 아니, 풍불레, 다, 요하래, 대여가 좀더 말씀해, 풍불레, 퇴, 셈배, 다, 떡지, 랑, 지하래, 진짜 도수 좀 누가. 저, 다, 남아란 것이네, 도 셈배이네, 다, 소울세아디, 폐지, 다, 디감 누구야래, 떡지, 랑, 디감 폐지 누구야래. 저, 그, 이미 이르산에, 다, 다, 그, 양해, 이르지, 고수, 누저도 왔는데, 다들 하지 중신하다 계시래 중신하다 계시지 에나 어다 또 누적이한테 이제 근데 계시 배우실 계시 중사 어 산재 유치했어요 야구야 그랬어 산재 유치했어요 잠이도 쉬지라 야구야 그랬어 이제 부대 가야 매사 쉬겠다스 남배 쉬지 가야 매사 쉬겠다스 이제 이제 그 지금 콩매가서 차를 했어요 그래서 또 사 진짜 다 네가 어다 안데 디
For example, historically, if we look at the evolution of the various philosophical traditions in India, as the Tibetan scholar, Tibetan thinker, Jamyang Shepa stated in his text on the tenets, that it is on the basis of whether or not you reinforce or you negate the idea of a selfhood that one distinguishes between the Buddhist and the non-Buddhist schools of thought. And here we find that historically in India, that one of the principal sort of distinguishing characteristics between the Buddhist schools on the one side and the non-Buddhist on the other is really on the question of the issue of selfhood, the idea of selfhood or Atman. On the one hand are the non-Buddhist Indian schools who on the whole accept some idea of a independent reality of a self, some idea of eternal abiding sense of self. On the other are all the Buddhist schools who reject such notion of self as an independent, unitary, permanent reality. And in fact, the non-Buddhist schools sort of not only accept the notion of self, but also they accept the notion of a self as an independent from the mind-body aggregate, the physical and the mental aggregates. And so we find that this is, from the philosophical point of view, this is the main difference, the differentiating factor between the Buddhist standpoint and the non-Buddhist standpoints. So from the point of view of the Buddhists, these schools which accept the notion of a selfhood, and because from their point of view, if you don't posit an idea of an enduring, permanent, unitary self, and then they feel that there is no basis for cause and effect, there is no basis for any idea of a continuing person, there is no basis for any idea to make sense of an individual experiencing something in across time. So these are the grounds on which they argue the need to posit some kind of enduring, independent, unitary self. Of course, Buddhists reject that. And this is, even from my own personal experience, I can tell you, share with you a story. Many years ago, I met an Indian scientist who became very interested in Buddhism. And then his interest became very deep. And then, in fact, he later adopted and joined the ordained life and became a monk. And and one day we were having discussions, and then I brought up the discussion, sort of, you know, revolved around the idea of a self or no self. And I explained to him the Buddhist position on the negation of independent self, and which in fact it seems is quite close to this notion of soul or Atman. And when I spoke about the Buddhist concept of no self, he was so frightened, and in fact you could see that he was shivering, physically he was shivering, and he kept on saying that, well, if there is no self, if there is no enduring, permanent, unitary self, then what is the basis, what is the ground of our existence? So you can clearly see that he was completely at unease with the very idea of the possibility of no self. And then over the years, he then started reading on the Buddhist teachings on dependent origination, cause and effects, and so on. And then finally, once he was able to relate the idea of emptiness, the no self, with the idea of dependent origination, and then gradually he was able to relate to the teachings and then try to sort of overcome his fear. So we can see that, you know, there is in all of us a kind of an innate grasping at this self. And the difference is that in the non-Buddhist schools, this innate sense of selfhood is further reinforced by philosophical thinking.